It is one of the biggest issues on the minds of voters in Iowa, the growing threat of Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Iowa voter Michael Downey is especially torn by the fall of Ramadi, where U.S. soldiers battled insurgents during the Iraq War.
The people who fought over there, they paid a price for that city. They've got to be heartbroken today. There are people who are injured and have lost family members, and today they have to ask a question. Was it worth it?
His son Luke is a former U.S. Marine who served several combat deployments to Afghanistan.
And it is a sacrifice because whether it's your son or daughter, they're in harm's way. The mothers, fathers, brothers, and sisters, they all pay a price too.
Downey and his son Luke attended a forum with former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee.
8,300 were wounded to take it.
And former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Voters here want to know where the candidates stand on sending more ground forces back to Iraq.
You're in an area in the United States where a very high percentage of families serve, and so the sacrifice, and sometimes the ultimate sacrifice of losing your life for your country, is taken very seriously.
Democrat Jeff Danielson is an Iowa State Senator from Cedar Falls. He's also a veteran of the first Gulf War and serves on several Iowa committees for veterans. Danielson is running for local re-election next year alongside presidential candidates. He says possible U.S. involvement with places like Iraq and Afghanistan tops the list of concerns voters have discussed with him.
Foreign policy is one of the reasons people vote for a president, so it's always going to be highly salient. It's probably equal to the economy and domestic issues when it comes to thinking about who you're voting for president.
Michael Downey is still thinking about who he wants to vote for, but there is one thing he's looking for in whomever he chooses, someone who can generate bipartisan cooperation.
A divided nation cannot win a war.
Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Cedar Falls, Iowa.